Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. You can join us tonight for the return of the Brandon Graham Show at 6 p.m. The official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles is Chickies and Pete's. We will get into the pluses and minuses of the Jalen game on Friday night. 215-592-9494. Positive Kevin from Cranford, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Positive Kevin?
This is pathetic. I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe it. You guys are so negative on Jalen Hurts. It's just unbelievable. I mean, first of all, let's talk about the facts, okay? For week one so far, Jalen Hurts is tied third for most passing TDs, all right? So far, he's fifth in passing yards in front of Lamar, Jordan, Allen, and Dak. And then when it comes to reading the defense, on that second TD, he sees an overload to the left side. He calls an audible, which then Barkley runs it right into the end zone. And then on a 67-yard bomb to A.J. Brown, he checks to another call, and there it is. Beautiful throw, beautiful ball thrown down the field. I mean, come on. You guys are all pointing out the negative, but no positive.
Well, we did that for the last 2 days.
But how about the game?
We celebrated the win Saturday and Sunday. And a lot of people were still happy about the win today. I mean, do we get to the point where we discuss some of the things that need to be cleaned up for game two?
Yeah, I mean, you're
so when
you're,
do we, so, you're so when right. should we I, do that? How long should we wait before we point out these things?
I mean, you know, you're right about that. There were some things that he had to clean up. But, I mean, if like, I don't want to play hypothetical here. But mm-hmm. if A.J. Brown doesn't flip, that ball thrown across his body, we would have been all bragging about, oh, my God, what an amazing throw.
No, you know, we would have said he got away with that throw, and that's not something a quarterback should typically do.
I don't think so. I would disagree with you on that. And then –
Well, but by the way, Positive Kevin, where does he rank in the league in terms of interceptions and completion percentage, if you want to play the where he ranks in the league game?
Where? He's tied with Daniel Jones.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Good call, Kevin. Good call, Kevin.
He ain't that bad.
No. So,
he ain't Daniel Jones.
I think it was an interesting game from Jalen because he did settle in. He did make some big plays. That's what I'll say. The throw to AJ, the one that was however many yards it was, sort of across the middle where AJ got all those yards after the catch.
Yeah.
That was a really nice throw.
Yep.
I thought the throw to Saquon in the end zone was a really nice throw. He had one where he knew he was going to get clobbered, and I forget if it was Devontae or AJ.
It was AJ.
It was AJ along the sideline. That was a really nice throw. And even toward the end of the game, I thought the throw to Devontae Smith in the middle of the field that got them that first down that basically iced the game. Mm-hmm. Nice throw. And that one run where he basically got hit. It was a third down. He got hit 2 yards before the first down marker and basically drug the guy past the first down marker.
Yes.
I thought that was a really nice play as well.
Mm-hmm.
People keep pointing to the blitz stuff. The blitz stuff is interesting because their numbers against the blitz were good, but the Packers never blitz more than one guy. It was always five guys coming at him. And if you look sort of from last year, the trouble he had was when they brought more. They didn't blitz that much. They blitzed on less than 20% of the now maybe that'll be something that teams are afraid to do because of the weapons that they have.
Well, I was going to say the reason why they didn't blitz as much because they didn't have success.
Well, for sure, yeah. Yes. And they might have had success if they blitz. Now that's a new defensive coordinator there too. Mm-hmm. So who knows? I think, but the decisions, like it's not just those two interceptions is the issue. There is the pick six that could have happened earlier in the game, and then there is the one that when he was thrown to Dotson that you mentioned.
That's another throw across the field late.
Right.
It's across the field. It's the NFL.
And
you not think DBs have the ability to break on these passes? And like, these guys are world-class athletes out there, so unless you have a rocket for an arm, like, it's the ball's not going to get there fast enough. I mean, and really, the DB dropped it.
Well, and the question ends up being, what is the impetus? What is the reason for the bad decisions?
Right.
Because we all think of him as a smart person who would not have trouble diagnosing what's happening,
yes.
Right? He works hard, he studies, he's smart. So the bad decisions have to come from somewhere other than I don't know where the right place to go is. And that's why I bring up the sort of ego part of it of either not recognizing what your limitations are physically, you know, whether it's running or passing. Like, I can't think of any other reason.
Just trying to do too much.
Right.
I mean, that's really and instead of just knowing when to give up on a play. See, that's the thing he did when he was a young, unproven player, trying to establish himself, right? Then we used to praise him for being smart with the football. Oh, he ain't like Wentz. He won't put the ball in harm's way. He's not going to play hero ball. You see, he throws it away. He knows when to give up on the play and live to fight another down. Well, that has changed over the last 2 years somehow. Now, I'll be fair, it's only been one game this season. But the thing, and I defended Jalen pretty much in his play last year, but the one thing I couldn't defend is the turnovers. That was the biggest difference in his play last year from the year before. And we all agreed if he cleans that part of his game up.
Totally.
Right? If he cleans that part of his game up, then he's back to playing at the MVP level.
Well,
so when you get to the first game of the season and everybody's like, we want to see what he's going to do and what he looks like and the other, and those things happen, how do you ignore that as if that isn't something that should have your antennas raised? That in his first game, his first action, forget about all those practices that Elliott was watching with blinders on and how great he looked at training camp, throwing the ball and making smart decisions and all this other stuff. How do you get in your first live action and resort back to the same things that cost you last year?
Well, because and it's not just one game. I mean, again, his last 10 games, he's 11 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 7 fumbles. Like that's not exactly a small sample size.
No.
And you look at him, and like they do look like a Ferrari. Like on offense, they look like a Ferrari, but he can't be a bad operator
of
it.
Yes. Totally agree. I mean, you know, it's the first game of the season. Had they lost the game, what do you think the reaction would be right now with that same play?
Oh, like he would have been getting crushed. He would have been the reason they lost the game.
Thank you.
He would have been the reason that there would have been other reasons, but it would have been pinned on him. And I know Joe Burrow didn't play well yesterday, but you know what? Do you think in Cincinnati?
Yeah, you think they're praising Joe Burrow today?
Right. In every city where the quarterback struggled, they are criticizing the quarterback.
Yes.
That's how it works.
We just happen to win the game.
Yeah, it doesn't make me feel better that those other quarterbacks struggled too, because you know what? There are other quarterbacks that played really well yesterday too. So 215-592-9494, do you feel better about the Eagles than you did before the game? Danny in Quakertown, you're on WIP. What up, Danny?
What's up? I feel kind of the same after the game that I did before the season. It just kind of felt like it was the same thing as last season. Having a really good game, it always comes down to one score.
I would say that it felt there were similarities to games in last season. Would you say, Ike? There were certainly similarities.
I
think so.
And listen, I think Green Bay is a good team, and this was a game that was still in the balance into the fourth quarter. So I'm not surprised that they didn't blow the Packers. I wasn't expecting them to blow the Packers out or for the Eagles to play flawlessly. I didn't bring up the fact that there's a trouble with the snap. They fumbled that a couple times. I didn't bring that up. I can chalk that up to rustiness or what have you with the quarterback center.
Yeah, those things, absolutely.
Miscommunication.
There was an issue where Quinyon Mitchell got caught looking at something he shouldn't have. He's a rookie.
Like,
there are things like that make sense for them to struggle with.
But when you're a veteran quarterback, and he's a veteran quarterback, this is his fifth year. He's a veteran. He's a veteran quarterback. There are certain things that are in you that you know you don't do as a player in that position, because you're not out there to hurt the team's chances at winning. So you're the field general out there. So I expect our quarterback to be the headiest player on the field.
You expect that, but our skill position players are all the ones carrying the whole game.
Well,
do we win that game if AJ Brown doesn't break away for that long run? Do we win that game without Saquon Barkley doing what he did? I'm happy that our biggest acquisition did what we wanted him to do, so I'm happy that.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That made me happy. Made me feel better about it. I'm happy that our red zone defense was a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're viewing this in perspective of a Packers fan, you're wondering how they didn't get those touchdowns when they're in the red zone that many times.
Yeah, I agree. This is what I would say.
Well, they dropped a couple touchdowns.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, Christian Watson dropped two. Well, there was one. There was a really good play from Quinion, but overall he dropped two. This is what I would say about the game in terms of feel better, not feel better.
Mm-hmm.
If this question about Jalen is not there, I feel really good about the team.
You could have had the same game without the turnovers, and we'd all feel great today.
Because you could see the vision of the mid-pack defense that we're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, you know what I mean? You can see it. You could talk yourself into that. You could, the Saquon thing could not have gone better. He was as good as anyone thought he was going to be. He was better. He lived up to every expectation you could have had. Devontae was great. AJ was great. Defense was at times better than could be expected. Offensive line was as good as you could have hoped. So if those Jalen decisions are not in there, I think we all come here saying this team can go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
But they're not going to the Super Bowl unless he cleans that part of it up.
Listen, we did this last year, Spike, I was probably the most guilty of it, of ignoring bad play and being happy with the win. How do we not as a fan base we just did this last year? So I'm not starting the first week of the season off with, why aren't we just happy they won the game? They won. No, I'm not doing that. So if you guys want to champion that cause, I'm sorry. You don't have me out here doing it for you this year. I learned my lesson from that last year.
got burned already.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We did it for 10 weeks, and we yelled at each other, right, Jack? I mean, we yelled at each other every week about this, and I'm like, man, they're winning football games. What are y'all talking about?
It's hard to win in the NFL.
Yes.
The other team tries, too.
Yes.
Win's a win, man.
Yes. I did this last year.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design and find out how to win at 94wip.com/Mark's. Do you feel better about the Eagles than you did before the season? I feel better, and I feel about the same. Ike, you're always very good at
I'm leaning more towards the better.
Okay.
I think there's more positive coming out of there that we may have been concerned with than things that, like, the negative things that we're concerned with got answered. So I'm going to go with, 58% feel better about it.
55% feel about the same. 45% feel better. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy.
Yeah. Come on, Chuck.
Well, actually, hang on 1 second, Chuck. I think Jack and I talked about this Friday. I did notice toward the end of camp, as we led up to the game, a little more nerves and a little more
realistic
outlook.
Yes.
You know, a lot more 11-win predictions than 13-win predictions. All right, Chuck, what up?
Yo, hey, fellas, what's going on, man? Hey,
what's up, Chuck?
Hey,
what up, Chuck?
Spike-O and Jack-O, what's going on, man? Let me say something to these morons, these jackasses, these Jalen Hurts lovers that think, you know, let me advise something to you, right? He's our quarterback, too. We want him to do well. Because if he does well, we all do well, right? We all go to the Super Bowl. We all have things we want to, you know, accomplish, right? So what I'm saying is this, right? He's not exempt from criticism. I gave him a C. On Friday, and that was being generous, okay? And the reason why I gave him a C because, you know, the two touchdowns that he threw were beauties. But what I'm saying is this, right? The guy has been given the keys to a drop-top Ferrari, okay? And right now he's driving this Ferrari like Richard Gere off of Pretty Woman. It ain't working, okay?
Never saw Pretty Woman.
Yeah, we gotta watch it. I mean, you know.
Seems like a Spike movie, honestly.
It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't know what he had with that car. What I'm saying is everything's here. You know what I'm saying? See, here's the thing, right? Jalen tries to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, they're great players. They're going to get there. Saquon's going to get his alone because he's a running back. A.J. and Devontae's going to get theirs. You don't have to force the ball to them, force feed them the ball. What made the greatest show on turf the greatest show on turf was because, not because it's just Torrey Hope, Isaac Bruce, or Marshall Faulk. You knew you had to stop them. You had Oz Hakeem. You had Ricky Prohl. You had these other guys that they was utilizing and made it difficult for defenses to stop. What I'm trying to say is that Jalen got so many, a plethora of weapons, man, that the other guys are going to make this offense great. And I feel like he force feeds the ball to the to Devontae Smith and to A.J. Brown and to, to those guys too much, man. Goddard doesn't even get involved as much as he should. They still don't utilize Goddard like they should. All I'm saying is the guy's been handed the keys to a vehicle that drop the top back and just, start hitting the stick on this thing. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, seriously. Good job, buddy. You know good job.
Yeah. I'm learning my pauses.
Yes.
You.
But yeah. What I'm saying is, it's well done.
Yes. But what I'm saying, though, I mean, the guy, you can't keep making excuses for the guy. That performance on Friday was not good enough to win the Super Bowl. And it's as simple as that. So what I'm trying to say to everybody out there, calm down. We're not saying that Jalen's a bad quarterback. But what I'm saying is you got an offensive coordinator who knows how to cook some things up. And he's going to have to, put his recipe together. Jalen is in charge of putting his recipe together. He's a quarterback. And that's just not going to get it done what happened on Friday. I'm sitting there watching that game, right? And you know what I was honestly thinking, fellas? I was thinking that Jalen Hurts is the weakest link on this offense. And he's our quarterback. That shouldn't be. I could be wrong, but I was just thinking that. Now, I'm not saying he is, but when I'm watching that game, I see Saquon doing what he's doing. I see A.J. Brown doing what he's doing. I see Devontae Smith catching passes the way he catches passes. All I'm thinking is, like, our quarterback got to be on point to where it's though. I'm not worried about if he's a turnover machine or not. That's not going to get the job done, man. I can live with this defense. I can live with this defense. Yeah. Defense, can be good enough for us to win. All we need is for our quarterback to be the guy we need for him to be. And that's not even top five. If you're a top eight quarterback in this league with that offense, we win a Super Bowl. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can certainly take you. Oh, I'm sorry, Chuck. That was not on purpose. I thought you were done.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. He ran on this team.
Yeah. The Chuck
turn
idea.
The turn. We do need to address the turn here. A week ago, Jalen was the GOAT, and then he plays one game.
But he's being honest,
which is fine. It's
how he feels.
All we ask for is honesty.
Yeah,
besides one person, and we know he's going to come on here and lie.
Yeah, yes, there will be, and even Corey didn't lie. Corey was being honest
because people use their eyes. Finally,
well, the thing that Chuck said about that he was feeling this is it sort of hurt to hear, but then you start checking off the personnel in your head. When Chuck said that Jalen was the weakest link in the offense,
which is ridiculous,
but it's hard. You could make a case for it.
Of course you can.
That's all I'm saying is that you don't want to have to, you don't want to be able to make a case for it,
right?
And you can make a case if he plays the way that he played on Friday night, you can definitely make a case for it. That's all.
I hear you. I think it's a little over the top. But this is where we are right now.
Yeah.
This is where we are right now.
Now, where we are is Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
I got T.J. McConnell and the weakest link on the offense.
Listen, T.J.'s a good player. Just play point guard. It's all I want.
I never thought.
It's my favorite show ever. It's been a great show so far. It's been real. That's all I wanted.
I never thought I would be in a place where...
The TJ comp is out of control?
Yeah, that I couldn't... That you stunned me on it. You froze me on it. I didn't know what to do. And Chuck froze me on the weakest link of the office. I feel like everybody's doing my job for me today. What am I going to do? All right. Coming up next, we have a couple of things. First of all, Nick Sirianni is going to speak right around 3:15. A lot of his... his post-game...
Good game by Coach.
Keep stacking good days. Yep.
Yeah, after all those great practices, now he's got a great game.
That's right.
But I'm interested to hear what he says. You know, his I don't think the after-game presser is always that interesting, especially when they win.
Right.
But I think
he's had time to reflect.
Yeah,
now.
You know, time to reflect. I'm interested to hear what he has to say. Also, he probably won't thank the Brazilian people as many times today as he thanked them on Friday night. So we have that coming up. And also up next, we want to talk about the trenches and the line play, because we got really good play on one side of it and spotty play on the other side of it. So
Stoutland, you
Stout, dude, that guy, whatever they're paying him, you know, he reminds me of Chip Englund, the shooting coach for the Spurs, where whatever you got to pay that guy to not leave, you got to pay. Stoutland is truly unbelievable at his job. He must be. He must be. So we'll talk about the trenches next. Do you feel better about the Eagles than you did before the game? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.